Our journey now brings us to Somerset's historic town hall.
Hi, I'm Nancy Vanas. My husband Andrew and I are both lifelong residents of Somerset, and together we ran several local businesses in the village, one being the Riverview Oil Company and Service Station, which was located at the south end of the bridge just off Main Street. Every corner of Somerset carries a story, and I'm grateful to be a small part of this ongoing history. In 1886, Edward Mason, nephew to Somerset's founding father, Samuel Harriman, constructed the town hall to serve as a center for local government meetings. Before its constructions, meetings were scattered around town, taking place in venues like the Somerset Hotel, Harriman Store, and even family homes. Records indicate that the building cost a modest $478.50 at the time, which today would be about $14,000. The town hall continued to host meetings into the early 20th century before Somerset moved its operation to a more modern facility. Today, the town hall shares space with the fire department and the senior center. In 2006, during the town's sesquicentennial celebration, the hall was renovated to capture much of its original 1886 charm, right down to the original round oak wood stove that still sits in its center. For several years, Peter and Melissa Johnson have hosted a Halloween haunted house for children in the hall. Furthermore, for the past two decades, they have consistently contributed to the building's well-being by establishing its landscaping and diligently maintaining the garden. One of my favorite spots in town is the garden that sits alongside the historical town hall. If you look near the ground, you'll notice names inscribed into the bricks along the path, each one a token of gratitude from generous individuals whose donations helped restore both the town hall and this lovely garden. The garden proudly bears the name of Helen Landry, a cherished Somerset resident whose dedication as an active community member has left a lasting legacy in our town. And in 2025, this very year, I have the honor of founding the Somerset Historical Society with plans to periodically open the hall for historical exhibits and to share Somerset's rich history with the community.